Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go this morning, amen, to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus, chapter number 2. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church this morning. So glad to see everybody here. Glad to see Harold here this morning. Amen. Glad to see James here. It's been a while. Glad to have Christy with us this morning. Amen. And Betsy. Praise the Lord. Been praying for Betsy. So glad to see her here today. Thank you, Jesus. Exodus chapter 2. Very familiar scriptures here. Let's look at them one more time. Praise the Lord. Try to just get in the way and get out of the way. The Bible says, "And there was a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. When she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. When she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink, and his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. Verse 5, the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. Her maidens walked along by the river's side, and when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. When she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. She had compassion on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrews' children.' Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and call thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?' And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, 'Go.' And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, 'Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages.' And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, 'Because I drew him out of the water.'" Dear Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. What a great privilege it is, Lord, to serve you and to worship your holy name. I pray, Lord, as we are in this service today, that you would touch our hearts in a special way, that you would bless us and help us to receive from your word a special touch, Lord. I know that your word is anointed and blessed far beyond we could ever imagine. But I pray for that special anointing and that special blessing, Lord, that comes from you. And I believe it, Lord, that you help us in Jesus' name. The church said amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. I want to preach this morning from these scriptures and call it "When Your Blessing Becomes a Burden." When your blessing becomes a burden. Praise God. The Bible tells us that the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives in the chapter prior to this, and tells us their name, and said, "When you do the office of the midwife to the Hebrew women, you see them there, and if it be a son, you kill it. If it's a daughter, you let it live." The midwives feared God and did not, as the king of Egypt commanded them, and saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for them and said, "Why have you done this?" And the midwife said, "The Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women." It's right here in the scripture in chapter 1. They're lively and they're delivered ere the midwives come into them. It said God dealt well with the midwives. The people multiplied and waxed very mighty. The Bible says it came to pass, behold, the midwives feared God, and he made them houses. Verse 22, Pharaoh charged all his people saying, "Every son that is born, ye shall cast into the river, and every daughter ye shall save alive." This is a bad day in Israel right here. This is a sad time. Mothers become expecting. Amen. They didn't know. They wanted to know what it was. Is it a boy or is it a girl? You know, and all through time, amen, they've been able to try to figure it out and guess or say. And I know we live in a day and hour now with, you know, modern technology, and they can tell you if you're going to have a boy or a girl. But even before that, Amen. I remember some of them say, oh, she's carrying a boy, or oh, she's carrying a girl. I mean, they could tell by looking. But anyways, these ladies here, they, you know, the anticipation, you know, am I going to have to kill my child? Am I going to have to slay him? Am I going to throw him in the river? That Nile River was a mighty river full of all types of creatures and crocodiles, and still is today. And they would cast them children in there to the crocodiles and feed those babies to them. Oh, God, what a day it was. Amen. Supposed to be a day of rejoicing. Amen. That child was born, and it's a little boy, and it wasn't rejoicing. Amen. Instead, it was a hard burden that they had to bear. Amen. Not only that they had to that day, but the rest of their life, that they had to face the loss of this child. And so here this woman conceived and bare a son, but when she saw that he was a good child, she looked this boy over, and man, she didn't find nothing wrong with him. I mean, everything was perfect. You know, you look at a little baby, I mean, just beautiful and perfect. Think, man, there's nothing wrong. And the thought that you'd have to take that son and cast him into the river to his certain death is an unfathomable thought for us today, right? We can't even imagine it. But here she was, the Bible said she couldn't no longer hide him. She hid him for 3 months. I mean, you know, she didn't go to Walmart. You know, the Bible tells us that it was Jochebed was her name, and I can't remember Moses' father's name. It's in there, but it's not in this chapter. I believe it's on in maybe in Deuteronomy or Numbers there. But she didn't go to the store. For 3 months, all she did was sit and love that little boy. All she did was sit and kiss that little blessing that she had. Amen. All she did was told him 100,000 times a day, I love you, boy. I love you. You're a good boy. I know that your life is short-lived, but I love you. And the Bible said she could no longer hide him. Can you imagine the smiles, amen, that she had for 3 months? Praise God. Can you imagine? Amen. Her husband would come in and said, oh, he cooed at me today. Oh, he cooed. Oh, look at him. He's a smiling at me. You know, and all this, but she could no longer hide him. Her blessing became a burden. Amen. And now she couldn't do nothing with it. Now she had to face the reality. You got to take that boy down to the river. You've got to throw him into the river. Now I realize that there's things that come into our life that bring joy into our life and bring happiness into our life and, amen, love into our life. But then it becomes a burden. Then just the thought of it becomes a tear. Then just the thought of it becomes a trial. Amen. I want to preach to you exactly what I read out of the Bible this morning. And if the Lord would help me, I believe God would touch our hearts. Amen. I'm going to preach just as simple as I can. Amen. The children in Sunday school could get this. Amen. We could dismiss children's church and bring them over here, and surely they could get it. It's a simple message. Amen. When your blessing becomes a burden, she done two things. Number one, she laid it down. Hallelujah. And I want to preach to us, church, this morning. When your blessing becomes a burden, you got to lay it down. Hallelujah. And then second of all, I want to preach, she left it there. She laid that child in the brink of that river. Amen. She laid it down and she turned her back on it and she left it there. Now come now and let's look into this. Amen. This woman who believed in God, when she took her son and laid him in the river, what was she doing? Amen. You know what she was doing? She was doing quite simply to understand. She was putting that child into the hand of God. Amen. She knew that her God was the creator of the Nile River. Hallelujah. Brother Wayne, she knew that her God was the creator of the crocodile.
crocodile. Hallelujah. Amen. And even though she had heard so many stories, no doubt she had heard and saw many snaps of the jaws of that evil creature. No doubt she had heard the raging river raging up and down that river. Amen. She had saw it in her life, and she knew quite well, she knew that there was a higher power. Hallelujah. Now I want to tell you this morning, church, we've got burdens, amen, and we've got trials and we've got tests, but we also know that there's a higher power. Can I get a witness today? There's a higher power. Amen. Somebody wrote a song, said, amen, there's a higher power. And it's been a while since we sang it, so I might not remember the words. But it said something like, men have built these mighty guns, but there's a higher power. They built these automobiles that run, but there's a higher power. But brothers and sisters, mark this down. There's a higher power. They can't build you no heavenly crown. There's a higher power. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad that there's a higher power. And when we lay our burdens down at the Lord, amen, she laid that child right down in the brink of that river. She built this ark. Amen. The Bible said she put pitch on the inside and she put pitch on the outside. Amen. We can't just clothe our children on the outside. We've got to clothe them on the inside too. Mothers and fathers, we can't just, amen, care for the outside. We've got to feed them the Word of God for the inside too. She put pitch on the outside of that ark. Amen. Which would liken us, amen, to clothing our children on the outside. Amen. But she also put pitch on the inside, which would liken us to teaching our children the ways of God, the things of God, the blessings of God. Amen. I got to thinking last night, amen, when I was praying over this message, I was thinking, I wonder if she realized, amen, that that was Moses in the ark. Amen. She didn't realize, amen, that her husband was getting beat by the whips, Brother Curtis. Amen. By the cruel taskmasters and the Egyptians. But she didn't realize that the little baby she was laying in that river was the one that was going to stand one day, amen, and say, let my people go. Hallelujah. She didn't realize that that little boy right there was the one that was going to have the ark, amen, the rod of God in his hand, amen, and smite the land of Egypt, amen, and lead them out through the Red Sea. I want to tell you something, moms and dads, you don't realize, amen, when your blessing becomes a burden, amen, and sometimes the devil said, you might as well just throw it in the river. You might as well just give it completely up. Amen, don't throw it in the river. Lay it down at the feet of Jesus. Lay it down at the foot of the cross and say, I can't carry it no more. I can't hide it no more. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it to God. Thank you, Jesus. Give it to God. She laid it down. Listen, I know sometimes we face things, amen, and we, you know, our blessing becomes a burden. Glory to God. This is a familiar scripture in Psalms 55. Let me read a scripture here and you'll know where I'm going. It says, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, neither then could I have borne it, neither was it them, he that hated me, that did magnify himself up against me. Then I would have hid myself from him, but it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together. We walked to the house of God in company. I don't know who David is talking about here. I don't know which one of his friends he was talking about. Amen. But we've had friends who've let us down. We've had friends and family who's turned their back on us. Amen. And David was one of them. It was a blessing. Come on now. It was a blessing when they went to the house of God together. He didn't even have to go alone. Come on now. Amen. It was a blessing when they took sweet counsel together and they talked about the things of God and they talked about the blessing of God. But now, amen, now his blessing has become a burden. And now, amen, what brought joy into his life is bringing sorrow. He said the words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his his heart. Amen. I don't know if it was Ahithophel or not. Amen. I don't know if he's talking about Ahithophel. Amen. But Ahithophel was a man. Amen. Who was a man of God. Amen. He was David's counselor. Amen. And if Ahithophel said it, people took it like an angel spoke. He had such wisdom. Amen. And his words were not free or cheap. Amen. But he had wisdom. Amen. But Ahithophel got crossed up. I don't know if this was over it, but Ahithophel, amen, was Bathsheba's grandfather. Amen. You can find that in the Word of God. Amen. That Bathsheba was Ahithophel's, amen, granddaughter. I don't know if this is who David was talking about, but Ahithophel gave counsel that they killed David. Oh, that friend. He couldn't forgive David for his mistake. I'm going to tell you something, brother and sister. We can't get hung up on a rut. Amen. We can't get hung up on a stump. You know, you're out there in the boat in the lake or on the river, you'll get hung up on a stump. Amen. But you got to get loose and you got to go on for God. And things in this life may happen. People will lie on you. People will do you wrong. Amen. Your blessing will become a burden. You'll find yourself where you don't want to be. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. When your blessing becomes a burden, amen, I wish I could get some help here this morning. Amen. You got to lay it down at the river. You got to lay it down at the feet of Jesus. You can't carry it no more. She hid him for 3 months. But when 3 months was up, church, she said, I've got to give it to God. I've carried it long enough. I feel like I'm in the house this morning on this Sunday morning. And somebody's blessing may have become a burden. But I come to preach to you. It's time to lay it down at the feet of Jesus. It's time to put it in the Nile River and say, God, you can do with it what you want to. I'm tired of worrying about it. I'm tired of stressing over it. I'm going to give it to God. And God, whatever you want to do with it, you can do with it. Hallelujah.
The Bible says the words of his mouth were smoother than butter. I'm talking about laid it down. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. War was in his heart, yet words were soft in the oil, yet they drawn out swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Glory to God. Amen. I'm talking about laying it down. Now listen, to a normal person, when she took that ark, amen, and laid it in that river, to a normal Egyptian person, I've got a little basket up here that I see. Amen. We could put a little baby in there probably. Hallelujah. Amen. To a normal Egyptian person, that meant certain death. Hallelujah. And the devil says, if you give it to God, I'm not going to put your baby in there. Don't worry. I thought we might have a baby doll around here or something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. They must have all took them to a children's church. Amen. But to everybody else, you know what that meant? It meant death. There's crocodiles in that river. Amen. That little baby ain't safe in that ark. But when that little woman took that and laid it in that river, hallelujah, and gave it a little push, woo! You know what she was saying? She is saying, God, it's out of my hands, but it's in your hands. Hallelujah. You're the maker of the crocodile. You're the maker of the river. You're the maker of the land. You're the maker of the sky. You're a maker of the rain. You're a maker of the storm. I'm going to tell you something, church, today. I know it's hard to lay it down in that river, but I'm telling you, our children are safer in the hand of God than they are in our own bosom. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said our children are safer, amen, in the hand of God than they are in our own bosom. I remember one time we had some stuff happen. Amen. Seemed like Blake chased the ball out into the road. Amen. And cars come running up and screeching. Amen. He was across the road. People, you know how people drive nowadays. Scary. Amen. We're over there on that street. And it's kind of a cut through from Higginbotham over to Stone Road. Amen. They're flying down.
down that road. Amen. And Blake's across the road. No, it scared us bad. He chased the ball out there. Him and Evan was playing. I may have told it before. Amen. But I was wondering, what are we going to do? Amen. And praying about it. And I'm not going to say God spoke to me, but I felt like in my heart that the Lord gave me peace, Brother Wayne, that the Lord dealt with me and said, your children are safer in the middle of a four-lane highway in the hand of God than they are on the couch out of the will of God. Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something. She laid it down. You know what it's time to do? It's time to get a hold of the basket and lay it down and say, God, I've carried it long enough. God, I've tried to fix it long enough. God, I've done it long enough. Amen. She laid it down in the river. The Bible said, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Amen. Hey, listen. Amen. I know it's been said in better words than this. Amen. But give God your problem. He's got big shoulders. He can carry it. Give God your burden. He's got big shoulders. He can carry it. I feel very confident this that the Spirit of God is speaking to somebody. You've worried. You've cried. You've stressed. Amen. Your blessing has become a burden. It's time to go to the river. I said it's time to go to the river and put it in the hand of God and say, God, I'm not going to carry it no more. It's yours. Whatever you want to do with it, you can do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She turned her back on it. Come on now, I got to preach this morning. I got to preach this, brother. Hallelujah. You know what we do? We put it down there. You know, we don't let it out of our sight. Come on. God, I gave it to you. Come on now. I gave it to you, Lord. Woo, I got away from it. Come on, church. Oh, that ain't what she did. She laid it down. Gave that precious boy the last kiss. And she turned her back. Woo! Glory! And went home and started frying some chicken. Woo! I don't know what she started cooking, but that's what I hope she was cooking. For sure she is my wife. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You gotta leave it there. I said leave it there. Hallelujah. Leave it there. Now come on now. I don't know. I'm not trying to cross nobody up this morning. I don't know if she said, Miriam, watch it. I really don't know. The Bible don't say that. The Bible said his sister, amen, watched what would become of the child. The Bible don't say she told the sister, Miriam. I don't know. I really don't. She could have. I understand that. And I'm not here to, you know, I'm just preaching this morning. Y'all still with me, all right? Hallelujah. It really don't matter to me, but the Bible doesn't say, could it have been, amen, that she's walking down there, Miriam. She knew how much mama loved that baby. She loved that baby too. Come on now, you got older girls. I mean, Miranda's just, you know, 11 years old. I keep telling everybody Evan's 9. And trust me, as soon as I say it, he corrects me immediately. I'm 10. Hallelujah. That's a big deal. Glory to God. I'll tell him, say, there'll be a day you'll want to be younger. But anyways, hallelujah. Could it have been? Come on, Judy, follow me here. Hallelujah. That Miriam just following her down there. She knows how much mama loves that baby. Mama lays that baby in there and turns back. And sister decides, I'm just going to stay here and watch. Now, I know it could have been that mama said, you watch, but I don't get that. I don't get that. Hallelujah. I see her turning her back on it. Glory to God. And the sister just stayed and watched. Amen. But I see mama, amen, putting it in the hand of God and leaving it there. Woo! Come on, church. Moses got hungry. He's just 3 months old. He's hungry. He did anything like his boys. I mean, he wanted to eat. My Lord, he wanted to eat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody ever raised boys? Amen. Did they eat? My Lord. Hallelujah. I remember Sister Bethany make that bottle. Got Kevin back in that on that pillow. Ricky, give him that bottle in that hand. Boom, 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 boom. Down he'd go, buddy. I'm talking about a big old bottle. Hallelujah. I thought, man, hallelujah, that's just because he's got my genes in him. Then I saw old Blake. Hallelujah. She'd cock him up on that pillow. Boom, 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 down. Hallelujah. If she wouldn't have turned her back on that baby when he got hungry, she'd have been feeding him. Hallelujah. If she wouldn't have turned her back on that baby when he got hungry, she'd have been feeding him. And when Pharaoh's daughter opened him up, the whole problem would have been, the whole cure would have been messed up. But instead, when Pharaoh's daughter opened him up, the Bible said the baby wept. Hallelujah. Praise God. There ain't nothing more that'll crawl my skin than a crying baby. Hallelujah. For sure, if it's my own. Now, it's not y'all's. That's all right. I understand. I'm sympathetic. But mine is that, man, we can do this. We can fix this. Give him a pacifier. Give him a bottle. Give him something. Give him a snicker. Give him something. I mean, just shut him up. I've accused my wife so many times, amen, that crying babies calmed her nerves. I said, you just calm down while that baby's crying. But anyways, that's something else. That baby was crying, and Pharaoh's daughter, probably childless, come on now, probably wanted a baby of her own, but she couldn't have one. God, more than likely, it shut up her womb. Amen. Hallelujah. My point is, if Moses' mother had not turned her back on it and went back to home to wash dishes, amen, and sing, amen, hallelujah, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, she would have messed up the problem. You know what we got to do? We got to leave it there. I said we got to lay it down, and we got to leave it there. We give it to God, then we come back and pick it up an hour later. We give it to God, we come back, pick it up the next day. We give it to God, we're constantly checking on it. Hey, listen, God knows how to take care of our problem without us. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know the story. Elisha kept coming by that house. Thank you, Mr. Hill. Elisha kept coming by that house. They built him a little room. Elisha's looking around at that room. He said, call that woman. Call her. The Shunammite woman. Y'all know. I'm talking about when your blessing becomes a burden. Said, what do you want? You want me to talk to the king for you? What do you want? You built me this room. I'm gonna give you something. There's people that's been a blessing to me and my family. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be a blessing back to them. Glory to God. That's how Elisha felt that day. I said, we don't need nothing. We dwell among the people here. We don't need nothing. We don't. How many of y'all say that? We don't need nothing. I'm fine. We don't need nothing. That's what she said. She walked out and Gehazi said, hey, they don't have no child. He said, call her. Call her. She came back in. Y'all know the story. He said, according to the time of life, thus saith the Lord, you'll have a son in your bosom. She said, don't lie to me. Hallelujah. But 9 months later, she is rocking a little baby boy. And God gave them a child. And what a blessing it was to them. Amen. But I'm preaching on when your blessing becomes a burden. The Bible said when the child was grown, he went out to his father in the field and said, my head, my head. The father said, carry him to his mother. He went to his mother. Oh, God. It's right there in 2 Kings. Amen. Is it chapter 2 or 3? Amen. You can look it up. Amen. But I'm just going to give you the story. I may not get every detail right, but I know one thing. She held him and he died. Hallelujah. What did she do with that dead boy? What did she do with her blessing that became a burden? She carried him into that little room she had made for the man of God. She laid him on the bed and she shut the door. She called her husband and said, give me a servant, then let's go to the man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is where I want to preach to you a little while. Hallelujah. He said, it ain't no new moon, nothing. She said, it shall be well. Hallelujah. It shall be well. Amen. She had already shut the door. She had already laid him down. She had already gave her burden to God. Amen. And there's Elisha. He said, yonder comes that Shunammite woman. Amen. Said, go ask her, is it well with your husband? Is it well with you? Is it well with your child? Amen. That Gehazi asked her. And the Bible said, she said, it is well. Hallelujah. It is well. Glory to God. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Amen. How's it well? Because I laid it in the hand of God. And God gave it to me. Amen. And if God wants to take it away, it's his anyways. Come on, church. Job said, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. But blessed, hallelujah, can I get a witness today? Blessed, can somebody say blessed? Blessed be the name of the Lord. I laid it in the river. Moses came from God. Now he's going back to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Came near to Gehazi and grabbed his feet. Didn't I say, don't lie to me, when you told me I'd have a child? Her blessing had become a burden. You know what she did? She laid it down and she gave it to God completely. Many times with us is we don't give it to God completely. Y'all know the rest of the story. Gehazi, I take my staff, lay it on the child, don't greet nobody, don't say hello, don't say bye, you go straight there. Hallelujah. And the reason is because they get to talking and carrying on, sometimes stay the night. Amen. It was custom. When you passed a home, you would greet them and greet everyone, eat with them. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. The king's business requires haste. We ain't got time to mess around, church. Glory to God. The Lord's a coming back. It's time to get right with God now. Amen. The signs of the times are being fulfilled everywhere around us. God's a setting the stage. Amen. For Jesus Christ to come. Amen. Things are going on in this world we couldn't even fathom. Amen. What is it? The Lord's fixing to come and he's going to call his church out of here. Amen. I'm telling you, it is well. Amen. There's trouble all around. There's a dead child in the room, but it is well. Moses is in the river. Amen. Moses is down there with the crocodiles, but it is well. It is well with my soul. When your blessing becomes a burden, lay it down, put it in the hand of God, and turn your back on it, and walk away, and say, God, it is yours. God raised that child from the dead and gave him back to his mother. Now I'm going to tell you something today. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to get a hold of their basket. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to get a hold of their basket. I know this is just a little basket today, but I felt like the Spirit of God dealt with me. Hallelujah. That your blessing has become a burden. The thing she prayed for has now become a hard child for. Hallelujah. She looked at that little boy. She never dreamed that he would be such a man of God that the whole world would fear him. If she wouldn't have laid it down, sister, she'd have messed up the plan of God. God had to get him in the Pharaoh's court. God had to get him in there. And I know God can do whatever he wants to. But listen, God's going to do it his way, not ours. God's got a plan, and He's going to do. He's not going to consult us and say, "How would y'all like for me to do this?" He's going to do it His way, not ours. Hallelujah. When she looked at that little baby, for the last time, come on, church, it wasn't the last time, but it was the last time in her mind. She had no idea it was going to work out the way it was going to work out. And when she told him bye, she told him bye forever in her heart. Even though God brought him back to her. Hallelujah. Now I want to tell you something today. When you really give it to God, God will really give it back to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I wish I could get some help in here today. When you really give it to God, God's going to really give it back to you. Hallelujah. When you really lay it in the river, God's going to really, hallelujah. She took that baby. Amen. Hallelujah. 3 months. Woo! 4 months. Woo! 5 months. Woo! Birthday parties. Hallelujah. You know what she said? She can tell him, "Mama, Mama." Hallelujah. You know why? Because she gave it to God. God gave it back to her. Miriam said, "Do you want me to call one of the Hebrew women to nurse the child?" She said, "Go." And the Bible said she called the child's mother. Wow. Hallelujah. "Mama, mama, 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 mama. What is it, Miriam? What is it? What happened? Did the crocodiles get him? What is it? Don't tell me. Mama, mama, come here." "No, I don't want to hear, Miriam. I don't want to hear. Leave me alone. Mama, mama, come. You got to see. What is it? I don't believe it. Amen. Come. Amen. She wants you to raise the baby." "Who? Who wants me to raise the baby?" "Pharaoh's daughter. Mama, you just got to come. You got to be. Hey, God's going to do it so great. It's going to be unbelievable. You're not even going to want to believe it. Amen. Come, mama, mama, mama. Amen. Put down that vacuum. Amen. Put down that dish, mama. It's time to go. Moses. Moses is here." Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I don't have a stroller. But can you, Brother Curtis, woo! Can you see her the next day at Walmart? Woo! I mean, she
had hit him for 3 months.
Boy, she's a smiling now. She walked all over town pushing that baby. Hey, y'all! Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all ain't a feeling this. Praise God. She didn't have to hide him, not one bit. Woo! Woo! She laid it down, brother and sister. She laid it down, and she never dreamed that God's plan would work out the way it did. She never dreamed it. And I want to stand flat-footed and tell you, on the authority of God's holy word, when you lay it down, it's going to work out like you never dreamed possible. When you lay it down. Hey man, we're done this morning. Stand together with me. I want to know, is there somebody that would like to come and get this basket? Hallelujah. Hey man, I wasn't even planning to preach with this basket. But I want to know, is there somebody, hey man, that you'd like to come out? Everybody don't have to do it. I'm not saying God told me, but I'd like to give you opportunity. Is there somebody like to come get this basket and put it in the Nile River this morning and tell Moses goodbye forever? Amen. In your heart, it's never again will I worry about it. In your heart, it's never again. Oh, God. Your blessing becomes a burden. Hallelujah. When your blessing becomes a burden, that blessing from God, that happiness, oh, you were so happy that day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God knows all things. Glory to God. I'm going to lay it in the river. 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 I'm going to lay it in the river in the name of Jesus. You don't have to carry your burden anymore. Hallelujah, I want to invite you. May not have to get this basket, but I want to invite you this way. If you want to, you're welcome to, but the doctors are up and say, come back. Oh.